Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, yesterday we looked at the phrase, honesty is the best policy, which is something that many people believe. However, do you think it is ever okay to lie? If so, when? Well, today's lesson is the value of honesty. And we will learn something very important, and that is what honesty, or what lying, has to do with reputation. So don't worry, you'll learn that word, reputation, very soon. Open up your magazine, and let's begin. The value of honesty. Another obvious reason to avoid lying is that lying can harm others. People who believe your lies might make bad decisions because of them, and a lie about someone else could destroy that person's reputation. On a personal level, if your friends find out you lied to them, their feelings will be hurt. They will question whether they can trust you or wonder whether you care about them. In contrast, if you always tell the truth, you will develop a reputation for honesty.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 reputation 这个名词。Reputation 在这里是指的好的名誉、名声或者是名望。例如 ,the company's reputation was damaged by rumors on the internet. 这家公司的声誉因为网络上的谣言而受损。或者是 ,all the members of the research team enjoyed international reputations after the discovery. 这个研究团队的所有成员在有了这个发现之后享誉国际。Reputation 也可以指某种名声，可能是正面的或负面的。如果要说明是什么样的名声的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,the actor has a reputation for being bossy. 这个演员素来以强势作风闻名。继续我们看的是 contrast, 这个名词 ,C-O-N-T-R-A, 这个字首是指反对。所以 contrast 是指对比、对照或者是差异。例如 ,there's a striking contrast between the twin brothers. One is outgoing while the other one is very shy. 这对双胞胎兄弟的反差极其惊人。一位非常外向，另一位则非常的害羞。课文中的 in contrast 是指相较起来。例如 ,the food in hotels in Taipei is expensive. The street food in contrast is very reasonable. 台北的旅馆里的食物很贵，相较起来路边摊的价格就很合理。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, friends, I hope you have your magazine open.And you're ready to start learning some new words and phrases in this section. We begin, another obvious reason to avoid lying is that lying can harm others. Okay, so of course we learned yesterday that if you're going to lie once, then you might have to make up several stories just to maintain that lie. But lying has other consequences too, what could harm other people.
And we read, people who believe your lies...might make bad decisions because of them. Wouldn't that be terrible if you lied about something and then somebody else believed what you said and then made a bad decision based upon your lie? I would feel terrible.
Well, Rebecca, you asked a good question. Wouldn't it be terrible? And yes, it is terrible. And the sad thing is, this happens a lot more often than we think.And we continue here, and a lie about someone else could destroy that person's reputation. This is a very serious problem. Well, friends, before we move on, let's take a look at this phrase that has that key word in there, reputation. Now, your reputation is very important. It's what people think about you, okay? It's the first thing that comes to mind when people think about you sometimes. So if you destroy someone's reputation, that means you did something...to ruin their reputation.
And of course, you can destroy your own reputation by doing something that's not good. However, one thing that I think really destroys people's reputations is gossip. Mm-hmm. Gossip is so dangerous. That's when you talk bad things about other people behind their back.
Right.
And that can destroy somebody's reputation.
Yeah, it really can, especially because, sometimes people listen to gossip because they want to maintain a relationship with their friend who is gossiping with them, right? And they already have this negative view of the person they've been gossiping about, even though they might not know that person really well. So be careful, friends, about what you say to other people about other people. You don't want to destroy someone's reputation.
Definitely not. Well, the next sentence reads, on a personal level, if your friends find out you lied to them, their feelings will be hurt.
Mm-hmm. So let's take a look at some things from this sentence here. On a personal level. Okay, so lying might have consequences that don't affect you, but we would use this phrase, on a personal level, to talk about things that do affect you.
Right. So let's say, for example, on a work level, it didn't really bother me that you were late.
Mm-hmm.
But on a personal level, when you were late, it made me feel like you didn't really care about me as an individual person.
Hmm.
So there's different levels.
Yeah, exactly. So don't be late. Now, let's continue here. If your friends find out you lied to them, their feelings will be hurt. This is a kind of a common phrase we use when something happens to us and it didn't feel good. We might say that our feelings got hurt, or you hurt my feelings.
And I think one of the common ways to hurt somebody's feelings is by your words. So be careful about what you say. Your words can really hurt other people's feelings. And sometimes you don't mean to hurt their feelings. You're just not thinking or being sensitive to the other person.
Exactly. Now, something interesting about this phrase is that feeling always has an S on the end. You hurt my feelings. So this is a common phrase, and I have a friend who used to joke around because he's a guy who doesn't show a lot of emotion. And so when someone says something mean to him, he would say, in kind of a funny way, he would say, you know, Rebecca, you really hurt my feeling.
Oh.
As if to say he only had one feeling.
Right.
Yeah. So he was just kind of being funny. But usually, friends, you use this phrase with an S on feelings, okay? You hurt my feelings.
Well, let's continue on with the next sentence. They will question whether they can trust you or wonder whether you care about them. And that's not a great way to build trust in a friendship if the other person can't trust you or they don't know if you truly care about them.
Right. And so we learned something else here about trust, okay? In contrast, if you always tell the truth, you will develop a reputation for honesty. And people can trust honest people. But you see another phrase here with the word reputation, right? To develop a reputation for something. Now, this could be positive or negative. If you're doing something bad all the time, you could develop a reputation for being a bad person. But if you're always doing something good, you develop a reputation for being a good person.
For example, since Phil was always late for class, he developed a reputation for being late. Or you could say, Ray played the piano so well, he developed a reputation for playing the piano well.
Well, I gotta say, Rebecca, I've known you for a few years, and you have developed a reputation for finding ways to encourage people.
Oh, well, thank you.
So thank you, because you're always so encouraging.
And it's always great to try to encourage one another, right? But Gabe, what if you were to tell a lie? It's not necessarily a big lie, just a little lie.
You mean like, I believe we're going to find out more about those little lies in
the Info Cloud. Hello and welcome to InfoCloud. Friends, have you ever told someone something that wasn't true because you didn't want to hurt them?
Carolyn, I teach my son that he should always be honest, but I know what you mean. Sometimes we don't want to tell people the truth.
Like if I have a friend who dyes her hair blue and asks me what I think, I might say, it looks good, even if I think it doesn't.
Or your son or daughter asks if you like their singing and it isn't very good. But you want to encourage them and you love that they like to sing, so you tell them their singing is great.
These are good examples of what we call white lies. White lies are little lies that we tell the people we care about to protect their feelings.
Although some people will call a little lie a white lie, but it's not really to protect anyone.
Right. If you are late for work because you slept in, but you tell your boss you had trouble starting your car, some people call that a white lie too.
But really, that's not a white lie. It's a lie, albeit a little one.
And I think you are right, Ken. It's better to avoid even little lies if you can. But maybe a white lie is okay sometimes.
Lie 是谎言，这当然是不好的。但是有一种谎言叫做 white lie, 白色谎言，指的就是善意的谎言。撒白谎的人绝对不是出自恶意，而是为了保护对方不要受到伤害。你的好朋友把头发染成蓝色，他问你好不好看，你回答好酷哦，但你心里其实觉得好难看哦，那就是一个 white lie。一个可爱的小朋友五音不全唱了一首歌，他问你好不好听，你这时可能就要讲一个 white lie， 好好听哦。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I hope you enjoyed those commercials. Well, today we are learning about the value of honesty. Of course, we all know honesty is the best policy. Lying can actually harm people. We all know that. It can destroy someone's reputation. And if you always tell the truth, you will develop a reputation for honesty. And everyone should want a reputation for honesty. Well, how else can honesty or lying affect relationships? Let's talk about that now. The value of honesty. This will help you in every area of your life. Business deals, friendships, family, and romantic relationships all depend on trust. Honesty, however, doesn't mean that you have to say everything you think. Sometimes it's best to remain silent if your words might hurt someone else. Honesty means that when you speak, you tell the truth without holding any information back. When you do that, you will feel more relaxed and enjoy stronger relationships.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 romantic 这个形容词。Romantic 在这里是指爱情的或恋爱的。例如 the two movie stars' romantic relationship didn't last long because of too much attention from the media. 这两位电影明星的恋情因为太多媒体的关注所以没有维系多久。Romantic 也指浪漫的或者是罗曼蒂克的。例如 a romantic dinner, 一顿浪漫的晚餐或者是 a romantic comedy, 浪漫爱情喜剧。它的名词是 romance, R-O-M-A-N-C-E, 意思是罗曼史或者是风流韵事，例如 a summer romance, 夏日短暂的恋情。最后我们看的是 relaxed, 这个形容词，它原本是 relax, 放松这个动词的过去分词，当形容词是指轻松自在的或者是放松的。例如 only when Britney is around her family can she be totally relaxed,Britney 只有在家人身边才能真正的完全放松。Relax 的现在分词 relaxing 也可以当形容词，意思是令人放松的。例如 you can try listening to relaxing music before going to bed. 你可以试着在睡觉前听一些令人放松的音乐。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Okay, let's continue here. This will help you in every area of your life. What will help you? If you develop a reputation for honesty. And we continue, business deals, friendships, family, and romantic relationships all depend on trust. Now, those are all very important relationships, right, Rebecca?
Yes, of course. Business deals, friendships, family, and romantic relationships, those are very important. And those are relationships you don't want to break. But they all depend on trust. What does it mean to depend on something?
Okay, when you're depending on something, that means you're counting on something. You're thinking that something will happen, okay? So if you're depending on trust in your relationship, that means you think that there will be trust in this relationship.
And I don't think it's a bad thing to depend on something, like to depend on trust. But sometimes I do think we can depend a little bit too much on people, or sometimes we can depend too much on money.
Well, I see what you're saying. Yes, you depend so much on money that you forget to have trust or faith in God, who provides everything that you need. And friends, this phrase can be used in different ways, right? Often I might say, can I depend on you to do this? Or, you know, our plans today depend on the weather. We're going to go on a picnic unless it rains. So it depends on the weather.
Exactly. Well, let's continue on. Honesty, however, doesn't mean that you have to say everything you think. Sometimes it's best to remain silent if your words might hurt someone else.
And let's take a look at a few phrases in this sentence, okay? It's best to remain silent if your words might hurt someone else. You use this phrase, it's best to do something, when you want to encourage somebody to act in a certain way. Maybe they're not sure how to act in a certain setting, or they're not sure what to say or what not to say. You can tell them, you know, in this situation, it's best to do this.
Or, for example, let's say that your friend just had an argument with someone, and now your friend doesn't want to talk to the person she argued with. She just wants to avoid the conflict altogether. You might say, hey, you know something, Lisa? It's best if you go and talk to your friend to resolve the issue.
You know, that is a great example. We love to avoid conflict, don't we? But it's important to address those issues and to face the person that you need to have a conversation with. There's another phrase here, and that's pretty simple. It's the phrase to remain silent. If you remain silent, that means you choose not to say anything, at least for now.
And sometimes, if you're in the middle of an argument, back to this argument example, sometimes you just need to remain silent, especially if the other person's really, really upset, or if you're upset, because oftentimes you may end up saying something that hurts the other person.
Yeah, there's a saying that goes something like, it's the second word that starts a quarrel. So someone might be really upset and saying all these nasty things to you, and if you respond in the same way, then you're going to start fighting and have a big argument. So you could choose to do that, or you might choose to remain silent.
And therefore, the argument itself might just die down. Well, let's read on. Honesty means that when you speak, you tell the truth without holding any information back. Now, let's talk about that phrase, to hold something back. What's that all about?
Well, this phrase could mean different things. For example, if you're really sad but you don't want to cry, you could say, I'm trying to hold the tears back. Okay, you're trying not to let the tears fall, right? But in our lesson, if you're holding information back, that means you're not being completely honest about everything that is important to share.
And our lesson advises you not to do that. When you do that, you will feel more relaxed and enjoy stronger relationships. That is, if you don't hold any information back. Well, right now, we don't want to hold you back, and we don't want to hold us back. We want to go to a
review skit.
Yeah.
Honesty is the best policy.
According to whom?
According to a common saying.
But in daily life, honesty is difficult. Lying is much easier.
Well, maybe, but...
Lying is a good way to impress people.
Well, maybe, but...
And lying is a great way to avoid blame for mistakes.
Well, maybe, but...
Some people even lie without realizing it. It comes naturally.
Despite all that, honesty is worth the effort.
No, no, no. Lies make things easier.
There's always a chance your lies will be found out. Is the gain really worth the risk? No.
Yes, yes, yes. Nobody needs to find out. It's easy to make up a story.
But then you have to remember all the details. Commit to telling the truth, and you won't have trouble remembering.
Well, maybe, but...
Telling the truth saves effort and is less stressful.
Well, maybe, but...
Another obvious reason to avoid lying is that it harms others.
Oh, no, lies are harmless.
No. Someone might make a bad decision based on a lie.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And a lie can destroy someone's reputation.
So what?
When lies are discovered, feelings are hurt. Friends question whether they can trust you. They wonder if you care.
Well, yes, but...
In contrast, if you tell the truth, you'll develop a reputation for honesty.
That's not important.
It is. Honesty helps you in all areas of your life. Business deals, friendships, family, and romantic relationships, they all depend on trust.
So what you're trying to say is...
Honesty is the best policy.
I don't believe you.
So Gabe, what is your favorite point about today's lesson?
Well, I really liked that it's important to develop a reputation for honesty. And the only way to do that is by always telling the truth. Because if you just tell the truth once, well, that's kind of to be expected. Everybody does that. But if you do it all the time, now you have a reputation for honesty. Thanks for asking, Rebecca.
No problem. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. Cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.